This is the parallax for Thursday, April 2nd, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We begin with the escalating conflict in the Middle East, where President Trump declared America's campaign against Iran nearing completion, but with a crucial caveat. In a primetime address Wednesday, Trump said the U.S. and Israel would strike Iran extremely hard over the next 2 to 3 weeks, threatening to bomb the country's power plants and potentially its oil fields if a deal cannot be reached. He vowed to bring Iran back to the Stone Ages. But here's where the outlets diverge sharply. The Guardian reports that Trump offered little detail on how to wind down the conflict and notes markets sank following the speech as the president failed to signal de-escalation. The outlet emphasizes that the campaign has caused significant economic turmoil globally and fractured transatlantic alliances. Axios, meanwhile, focuses on the humanitarian stakes, noting that bombing Iran's power plants would have devastating consequences for Tehran's civilian population. Fox News leads with Trump's assertion that Iran is no longer a threat after 32 days, framing the next phase as finishing the job. And Al Jazeera quotes a former senior U.S. naval officer calling Trump's address embarrassing and incoherent. Iran's response was swift and defiant. The military rejected Trump's ceasefire claims as false, and President Pezeshkian released an open letter questioning whether the United States was acting as a proxy for Israel. In a historic moment at the Supreme Court Wednesday, President Trump attended oral arguments in person, the first sitting president to do so in recent memory. The case centers on his executive order restricting birthright citizenship. And here's what's notable. A majority of justices, including conservatives, appeared skeptical of the administration's position. The coverage reflects this skepticism from the bench. The Guardian reports that a majority of Supreme Court justices asked questions indicating skepticism toward Trump's executive order, noting that most Americans support birthright citizenship. Axios frames it as a sign the court may reject his attempt to redefine who counts as an American. But Fox News emphasizes Justice Samuel Alito's tough questioning and leads with the administration's statistics on birth tourism as justification for the policy. Chief Justice John Roberts was among those who questioned the government's position. Meanwhile, Congress has reached a deal to end what has become the longest Department of Homeland Security shutdown in U.S. history, lasting more than 46 days. House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Majority Leader John Thune announced a plan to fund DHS, but with a significant exclusion. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Customs and Border Patrol will be handled separately through budget reconciliation. Here's where the framing matters. Democrats say House Republicans caved. Axios points out that Republicans rejected this exact approach just 5 days ago, with some vowing never to support a DHS funding package without ICE and CBP money. That's a significant reversal. Fox News, by contrast, reports that Trump pushed Republicans to use budget reconciliation to fund ICE and border agents, framing it as a deliberate strategy rather than a reversal. The president set a June 1st deadline for Congress to deliver the immigration enforcement funding bill. Turning to global affairs, President Trump threatened Wednesday to withdraw the United States from NATO, calling the alliance a paper tiger after European members refused to join the U.S.-Israeli campaign against Iran. Trump also reportedly threatened to halt weapons supplies to Ukraine over disputes related to the Strait of Hormuz. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte is now set to visit Washington next week, a diplomatic visit that comes at a critical moment. The Guardian reports Trump expressed growing contempt for North Atlantic allies after their refusal to support his Iran objectives, with Trump telling Reuters he is absolutely considering an exit. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer responded that NATO is the single most effective military alliance the world has ever seen. The BBC examines what Trump's escalating rhetoric means for the future of the alliance. On a brighter note, NASA achieved a major milestone Wednesday evening. Artemis II launched successfully from Kennedy Space Center in Florida, carrying 3 American astronauts and 1 Canadian on a roughly 10-day journey around the moon. This is the first crewed lunar mission since 1972. That's the Parallax for Thursday, April 2nd. Thanks for listening.